The Biggie Sports Show rolls on right here at YSR as we continue our conversation, MLB News and Notes, with Andy Pondillo. So let's transition right now, Andy. Let's talk about the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs. And obviously the Cardinals, they get, a huge boost with the return of Adam Wainwright coming back.
Yeah, this is a fabulous story for the Cardinals here. He tears his Achilles in April. There's no hope for him to come back in 2015. Well, now he's back. And at what state he is, what percentage of Adam Wainwright you're getting, I'm not sure yet. But if you're getting the Adam Wainwright we've seen in years past, the horse in postseason play, all of a sudden this changes everything for the Cardinals. They lose Carlos Martinez for the year, which is quite a blow. But if you get Adam Wainwright back at the top of your rotation, that's going to be deadly for any team to face. Now, I don't know if he can be that good. He hasn't pitched an entire season almost. I don't know what his arm strength is. I don't know how you can really be game ready for a division series when you haven't pitched almost all season. But if any guy could do it, it's going to be Adam Wainwright, one of the best postseason competitors in all of baseball.
You ever seen a guy make that quick of a comeback? I mean, how was he able to accelerate that? I mean, we think of Kobe Bryant, we think of a Wesley Matthews with the Mavericks. You know, Matthews is, you know, still, he's not even going to be ready for the season opener.
It's something that is very odd and very awesome, really, to see an Adam Wainwright come back so quick. Everybody around baseball, Cardinals fans or not, you have to respect the gamemanship mentality of an Adam Wainwright, the competitor in him to get back this quick and be able to help his team for postseason play. This guy is as competitive as any pitcher in all of baseball, and to be there for the Cardinals, it's going to be interesting. If he does well in postseason play, he's going to become some sort of hero in St. Louis, if he wasn't already.
Okay, talk to me about Molina. What do you anticipate from him?
That's going to be tough. I feel like he's almost as important as a coach as what he does productive on the field. So maybe just having him in the lineup, able to call games, keep their pitchers intact. This guy is a Hall of Fame player already, in my opinion. Regardless of the numbers, the impact that he has defensively on a game is as good as I've ever seen from a catcher in Major League history. So you really want him in the lineup, but with his thumb, is he able to catch the ball? I mean, it's going to be very difficult to catch 95-mile-per-hour fastballs with an injured thumb, then also be able to grip a bat. So I don't know what you can really expect from him offensively, but just having him there, maybe it makes it worth it to have a guy in the lineup that's not going to hit a lot. I don't normally say that because I don't like easy outs, but for Molina, sometimes you have to make an exception because what he's done with the Cardinals, to me, it's no mystery as to how you can bring pitcher after pitcher after pitcher into this organization, and they have their best years once they team up with the Cardinals organization and once they team up with Yadier Molina.
Okay, so what would be the best matchup for the Cardinals? Who do you see coming out of that wild card between the Pirates and the Cubs?
Both matchups are going to be very difficult. Now, the Cardinals, a couple years ago, they faced the Pirates, and that was a fabulous division series, one that I'm hoping to see. But also the Cubs, with all these young players, Jake Arrieta could be the Cy Young Award winner in the National League. And there's a lot of storylines to be had here, especially a Cubs-Cardinals playoff series, the storied rivalry. You haven't seen that playoff series before, and that's going to draw some ratings from those two teams.
Absolutely.
Really going to be tough. I think the Pirates are going to win the game. I feel like they've been here. This is their third year in a row at the wild card game, and that's nothing at all to take away from the Cubs. I've actually slated the Cubs to possibly win the NL Central next year and jump both teams. Maybe just too much too soon for Chicago. Again, no knock. I mean, this organization, how quickly they've been able to become competitive. I mean, they could be a World Series team within the next 3 years, but I feel like for this season, I like the Pirates and Cardinals in that division series.
You know, just a moment ago, you were talking about the young, fresh talent with the Cubs. How do you see the Pirates in terms of just the strides that they've made in 2015?
They made some incredible strides because I felt like when they lost Russell Martin, that was a blow to that team. And I questioned them being able to get into this position once again. Instead, they've gotten even better, and that really goes back to their pitching. Francisco Liriano, I wasn't sure if he was going to come back and have the year that he had last year. He has been fabulous. Gerrit Cole, the ace of that staff. This is a dynamic 1-2 punch that a lot of us don't talk about. They've been able to really lead this team, and let's not forget Andrew McCutchen, the five-tool player, a guy that any team would pretty much kill for or give $200 million for if they could, and he has been fabulous as well. This team It has the mojo. They really believe in each other. They've built that team element. If you put the Pirates in virtually any other division, they've won a division title, and they're not having to do this play-in game. But in the NL Central, when you have to face the Cardinals all the time, life is a little more difficult.
Okay, you talk about the mojo, the momentum, but you still believe that ultimately the Cardinals will win either four or five games.
Yeah, I believe Cardinals are going to still win this series versus the Pirates.
Okay.
And it's a juggernaut facing this team in postseason play. Really, the only team in the National League that's figured them out is the Giants on an even season. Now, let's look back at this. I mean, it's either Giants or Cardinals for several years now. We go back to 2010, Giants, 2011, Cardinals, 2012, Giants, 2013, Cardinals, 2014, Giants. So if history repeats itself, Cardinals are going to make another run. This team is as complete as it gets. Matt Carpenter nearing 30 home runs. It's always somebody new every year that becomes that main run producer. They just have the pipeline. I feel like the Pirates and Cubs are following that success. The Cardinals have made these organizations better, but yet they still are their daddy, and I think they're going to get through the division series.
Such a fascinating time of year. Always a wonderful conversation with Andy Pondillo, our very own from Yahoo Sports Radio, with our weekly MLB news and notes. Thank you, and enjoy the games.
Always fun.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two at YSR.